Y'all better straighten the hell up. We got an episode and y'all getting y'all breaking into time.
Oh my god.
Yo. Alright, so all right, we got it. And a one. And a two. And a Yo. Check it. Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah.
Listen to all around the world.
All around the world.
We are the celebs. We are the celebs. I'm Sean Solo.
I'm Anthony, aka
Calder.
And I'm motherfucking serious. Y'all motherfuckers is laughing right now. God damn, we got shit to do. Like, what the fuck? Compose yourselves, professionals.
I can't.
Yo, this is episode 90, man.
Episode 90.
10 episodes away from 100.
Jesus. If you want to find out what they're laughing about, go subscribe to Patreon.
Yeah.
Patreon. Give us money.
Oh my god.
And I'm dead serious.
So, all right, this podcast is sponsored by Anchor, the easiest way to make a podcast, everything you need, 100% free. Anchor is all of one platform.
Yo, you know, it seemed like he's standing on the edge of a cliff trying not to fall off. Anchor is right. One stop shop.
Well, you can create, distribute, and monetize your podcast from any device for free. There you go. Boom.
Boom. One stop shop. Anchor. Hold you down.
Yeah. You got to hold it down. Oh,
try to get his twister on to get through that.
That's just crazy. That's a crazy week. Everybody all right?
My week was pretty good, man. Oh, it was pretty good. I got to see a lot of family and stuff like that yesterday, you know. Linked up with somebody who needs some graphic design work. So, you know, I'm going to be dabbling with that. That's a little good. It's a good. Should be some good side money or maybe main money. Who knows? Let's see how it goes.
Congrats, man. Yeah,
So everybody go buy Baldini. Baldini. There you go.
You gonna tag it?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, cool, cool.
Yo,
cool.
When is the mixtape dropping, son?
When is first my mixtape dropping? You know what? Yo, I'm glad that you asked. Because I did, you know, like, we mentioned it on the episode a couple episodes ago, and it never happened. Reason being, because evidently Spotify don't want me to use none of Rick Ross' beats. Cool.
Oh yeah.
So that song will be removed, only placed on somewhere else. Who knows what platform? I'll let you know when it is. But everything else, well, not everything else. Everything else that has those beats, you know, that aren't original, will be taken off. Everything else, stay tuned. Soon.
All right now.
All right now. Okay. Hey, yes, sir. The Arnold Rothstein Theory, ART. By Dre on drums. Check your local Spotify.
All right.
What's a non-local Spotify?
Like SoundCloud, YouTube.
Spotify free.
Oh yeah. you got to wait till they suggest me.
Not even that. Like, anyway, Ant, how was your week?
My week was pretty good. If y'all don't know, I'm a self-plug. You know, my YouTube channel real quick.
Go ahead.
Because I'm giving it some love. You know what I mean? So I do a gaming channel called Nostalgic Games, and I play a lot of old school games and, you know, some of the latest and greatest games. I've been getting a lot of love. So I gained about 9 subscribers in the past 2 weeks.
Hey, nice. That's pretty good, man.
So I'm getting up there, so, you know. So I do a lot of old school games. I do a lot of silly games. I bring my New York, you know, attitude with my, what you call it, my reviews of the games, my Let's Plays. I bring that New York flavor to the shit. So, I curse a lot. I die a lot in the game. So,
you know. Did you rage quit yet?
You hit him with the, yo, you dead ass?
You have it, Joe?
Like, you like when you die in the game, you're like, yo, you dead ass?
Yo, I saw one of your thumbnails with Aladdin and a Yankee cap on. I'm like, really, nigga?
Yo, I'm working on my thumbnail creation skills.
I see. So it's gotten actually better. It's really gotten better.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
Definitely keep it up, man. Yeah, consistency, man. It's good.
Thank you. So I've been having a lot of fun. I took like a 2-year hiatus, so I brought it back, doing a lot of videos. I had a great week with YouTube, just getting a lot of views, getting a lot of love. You know, just check me out. Nostalgic Games is Nostalgic with a K, Games with a Z. Catch me on YouTube, show me some love. I do videos, mainly like I try to do like videos 6 days a week, 7 days, sometimes seven, but mainly 6 days a week. Yeah, I'm grinding that shit.
Goddamn.
Okay. Word. Yeah, we're gonna like, you know, like when you do a post, we're gonna repost it on the podcast page as well.
Yeah.
You know, just to so you get you some traffic, even more traffic.
Word.
You know?
We need to do that with each other.
Yeah.
Word.
Plug
our endeavors.
Yeah.
Yep. I got a YouTube channel. You know, in the works.
Go ahead, plug your shit.
No, not yet.
No,
not yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
Word. Yeah. Not yet.
All right.
Not yet. He's a
cooking or something up.
Yo, this dude says this shit so often. I'm just like, nigga.
Smite them.
Smite them.
Smite them. Not smite, smite.
Smite him.
He's a coconut something up.
Okay, okay. Y'all stupid.
Oh, man.
How about y'all?
My week, I guess I'll go.
Yeah, you go. Yeah, go.
I've been working. Like, working. But work's been easy lately. Like, I don't know if it's because I know most of what I'm doing now. Oh, I just made a year.
Oh, hey.
I just made a year at the job.
That's what's up. Congrats.
Maybe
it was just like a portal that you had to go through.
Yo,
that
it
made
feels like it.
Easier.
It feels like it because
like,
they,
oh, shit, I hit a year. Everything is so simple now. Oh,
yo,
wow.
Yo, honestly, that's what it feels like because they had just recently hired somebody and like, so they're teaching her like everything, how you do and everything. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, They're right behind me, so I'm hearing everything, and I'm like, yeah, I know how to do that. I'm like, oh shit, I know how to do that. That's mad easy. Da da da. And I'm like, it's like you don't. And then she's asking everybody questions, so she asked me a couple times, and I'm like, yeah, just do that in the third. I was like, I feel so much smarter right now. Like, oh my god, like, I know shit.
New girl's like, thank you, senpai.
Oh my god, but yeah, work's been pretty easy. I've been doing a lot of crochet work lately because I have an event coming up on the 8th. I'm gonna probably share it on the podcast page when I actually share it on my page.
Well, actually, seeing as this is after the event, how did the event go?
Is it gonna be after the event?
This episode? Definitely.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, so the event, it went good. It went
she
very
sold
well.
Out.
Yo.
Everything.
Yo, manifestations. But yes, what? It was sold out. And yo, that night I partied. Like, yo, partied.
Like 1999.
I guess.
100.
And the 2000s. Boom, 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 ba-da, ba-da, ba-boom.
Hey, y'all. But anyway, yeah. Sean, how was your week?
My week was all right. I had Monday and Tuesday off, you know.
Nice. Monday and Tuesday?
You suck.
Yeah, how'd you do that?
I was actually forced to take Tuesday off.
You was forced?
Yeah, they was like, oh, you have too much PTO, so you have to pick a day when you're going to take off.
Those what? Are good problems.
And I was like, what? I was like, all right, well.
Where do you work?
No, we're fun. Nah, but yeah, I took it off like after Martin Luther King Day. I was like, it makes sense, you know.
Yeah, just to give yourself a 4-day weekend instead of a
Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah. I was off but the rest of the week was cool. I met up my boy Paul and Laura. They from PA. Mm-hmm. And we went to a couple of bars on Friday. Nice, and
Oh, that's your snowboarding homies, right?
No.
Oh, yeah, nah. I just assumed PA. I'm sorry.
Nah, but New York bars gotta chill, bro. Like,
yo! Yo.
New York bars gotta chill.
Yo,
New York
bars
they gotta relax.
Oh, bars.
Yo, all right, so check it out, right? Because I even put up, like, it was more that happened.
There was like, more that happened?
Yeah, so like we all.
What happened?
So we was.
Whoa. Yeah, tell us, bro. Tell us.
So it's me, Paul, Laura. We was in the bar, Double Down Saloon in the East Village, right? So we sitting there, we drinking, and we just talking, bullshitting. So after a while, we was like, all right, you got a pool table. Let's go see if we could try to play pool. So I'm trying to I'm a little tipsy. So I'm trying to get the money out of my pocket and shit like that. Right? I look to my right. I'm looking at the screen. I'm like, what the fuck? Some girl giving top to two dudes. Like some girls getting gangbanged on the TV screen.
Wow.
So me, Paul, and Laura was like, oh shit, wow, okay, really? You know? she was going in. And the funny thing was everybody in the bar just didn't notice. Like everybody was just like it was regular. Like, everybody was just conversating, playing pool, chilling, drinking like it's nothing. Then they put on this other porn.
He put on another porn?
Where it was a scene where the dude, he was naked and he had a suitcase. He put the suitcase on the bed. He unzips the suitcase.
Is there a person in there?
A fucking midget just pops out of the fucking suitcase.
Wow. Oh, wow.
So this midget chick is she just jumps out the suitcase. She gets on the bed. He starts eating her out.
Was it Bridget?
No.
Okay. Got it.
Some Spanish midget or whatever. And then it just goes to the next scene of some midget just getting pounded out on the bed. And I was just like, oh man. Hey, I gotta close my tab, Paul.
Yeah.
Yo, Sean, yo.
Yeah.
You sure somebody wasn't trying to display their resume or trying to get hockey or anything like that?
Bro, this
Cameron and Paid in Full.
Nah, this shit was from the...
You ain't even see me put my leg up.
This shit was from the 90s. It looked like it was from the 90s, so it was like...
Yeah, there's a guy in his heyday.
Yo, shit is different in the city.
Yeah, I've never seen that. And I was like, yo... Shoot, in Jersey, that would be a sexual harassment charge.
Hey, yeah.
Yo,
shit is wild, man.
And just watching the story, and you just circling the bar, and everybody just eh.
Yeah, everybody's chilling. That was what threw me off about it.
Like, oblivious.
Not even
comfortable.
Did anybody look up?
No. It was
I don't think anybody looked up.
So, oblivious. But nobody, that's the New Yorkiest New York story I have ever seen.
That sounds more like Vegas.
No, if they saw it and was okay, I'm going to just ignore the shit.
Yeah, it's just they're like, all right, I'm going to just keep drinking. Fuck it. Right,
you know. Like,
yo, if you're a New Yorker, you don't look up.
You really don't, unless somebody's looking up with concern and then you're like, hold up, what's that? Honestly, if we was just standing in on the block somewhere and just looked up,
yeah, it's certain buildings, oh shit, wait, when did that look like that?
Not just that, but if we was doing an experiment and you just stood somewhere and just looked up, mm-hmm. there would be people gathering around trying to look up, see what you're looking at.
We should do that. I have a lot of free time right
camera.
Now. I have a lot of free time. I'm willing to do that.
It's equivalent to black people when you see one black person run and then everybody start running.
Oh, yo, that people have done that and that worked. I'm not cool.
We should name this
episode "New Yorkers Don't Look Up."
New Yorkers don't look up. Yeah, it's true. How you cross the street looking at your phone? All right, that's just crazy.
We get it done.
Yeah. But yeah, that was my week. You know what I mean? You know, regular New York shit, man.
All right. I wish I was in New York right now. I ain't gonna lie. Oh. Just to see the fuck shit.
When y'all coming, you know, man?
We coming soon. We ain't gonna let y'all know though. But we all.
Oh, you just gonna show up, nigga? What?
We come on. We'll pop up. You know what I mean?
Gonna pop out.
Pull up like, yo, Sean, come outside. Like, what you talking about? Yo, come outside.
I'm like, all right, I'm
that's out. Risky with Sean. That nigga might be in Istanbul.
Word. you gotta let Sean like, know.
You didn't let me know you were coming.
I'm outside, man. I'm in front of the resort.
Like, how'd you know?
He's like, man, it's sunny out.
I'm like, yo, Sean, I got the tutu lapi.
The what?
The tutu lapi.
You crazy, man.
What the fuck lapi. Is that?
I don't know.
He knows. Sean knows. He definitely knows.
I don't know what the tutu lapi is. How do you spell that?
Tutu lapi?
I got the lapi in the lobby. You don't remember that song?
What?
Wait. I forgot who sung that song.
I got the tutu lapi.
Okay, can you please stop saying that?
I don't think he says that. I don't think the person says that though. I think he's getting the lyrics mixed up.
Another mistake.
It might be. I got the tutu lapi. No, maybe. I don't know. Yeah.
Maybe. I had one too many drinks.
Oh, yeah. You had some tutu lapi.
You sipping on the tutu lapi.
Now that's about to be a thing. We're gonna make it a thing.
Please
aren't we?
Don't.
It's a thing now.
Please
it's,
don't.
It's too late. It's a
please
thing now.
Don't.
It's not like the
God. I know.
Like the ASAP Ferg or Ferg song or some shit like that.
It's some dumb Brooklyn song. Like
it's a Brooklyn real song at that. Can we catch a break, please?
Yeah. Was it Pop Smoke?
Huh? Was it Pop Smoke?
No, I don't think it was that recent.
It was Pop Smoke. It was years ago.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
This is before Dre came into New York. Like,
it's perfect.
Huh? Yeah. If I was to play that song, it'd be like, oh, that song.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Tutu lapi. All right. So I got a question. Shout out to Frickin' Frack podcast. Follow them on Instagram. And they had this interesting question. It said, ladies and gents, which sex would you say hates on each other most, males or females?
Oh.
I'm going to say females.
But I have more to say about it. But go ahead. Let's pass
if
it around.
If this
first.
Was 10 years ago, I would definitely say females. But on a whole, okay, yeah.
What do you say?
I feel like it's been an uprising in female love.
There has.
But go ahead. One word answers. Go.
More than the other. Unfortunately. Unfortunately, women.
Yeah. I think, like, see, my take on it is yes, right. Like, there has been a whole lot more female love. But, I know a lot of guys like me. And a lot of guys like me don't really give a fuck about another guy, you know, do like if this guy is your enemy and he's doing well, who cares? You know, I don't fuck with you and I don't fuck with you not because you're doing well, but because I don't fuck with you.
I do know guys, well, not know them because the fuck. I do know guys that'll be like.
There's those people.
Yeah.
There's haters rare, everywhere. Yeah. You know, like, and they come in all shapes and sizes.
They're not going like, to tear another man down.
Yeah, because, like,
you know.
Yeah, and that, like, one of my verses, I said, I never witnessed my niggas hating. They fight for me, so when I win, they feel vindicated. Like, and that's honest. Like, any of my peoples, and I see that they doing something big, or they doing something great, or they doing accomplishing something that they wanted to accomplish, I'm happy for you, you know? And I can honestly say that I surround myself with people who feel the same way. That if I am doing something great, they're not going to, you know, try to hold me back. They're not going to be upset, or they're not going to wonder where I was supposed to help them. They're going to be happy that I did it, you know?
Yeah.
Spit them bars, Dre. Spit them bars, man.
What? I got you. Nah, not right now. Nah, we don't want to set these mics on fire. I mean,
I think I see with females because I've seen this like with my own eyes. I witnessed this. It's like, yo, you'll have a chick who don't fuck with this chick, but then she'll invite her to the birthday party. And it's like, if you don't fuck with the chick, don't invite her to the birthday party.
I need to show her that I'm stunting.
See, those type of women I do not associate with. Why do you still exist?
Like, yeah, with a guy, it's like, if I don't fuck with you, you're not coming to the birthday party. You're not invited to the birthday party. I don't want to see you. I don't want to be around you. It's nothing to talk about.
You're not getting an invite. You're not getting a call. Nothing.
I'm not gonna jump in front of you. Like, oh, look what I have. Look what. No, fuck out of here. Like,
yeah.
No.
And it's like, there is a lot of women empowerment. Not saying like there's none.
There's
at
way
all.
More now.
Yeah, but
way more now.
But I feel like it's to a certain extent because sometimes it's like, all right, yeah, I'm gonna give you this, but like, you know, I kind of want that too, but I'm gonna just give you this much. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, I think with women, it's just like they have it's a very like territorial like aspect about them. Yeah. You know?
Territorial in what way?
Like as far as like.
I'm not gonna front, but I'm asking.
No, like, okay. No, I'm answering right. I always say this, right?
Nah, it's nothing like that.
You've never seen two queens share a castle. Am I right?
Right.
Have you ever seen two queens share a castle?
Can you elaborate on that?
No, like, actuality. But, I mean, like, yeah, there was kings with multiple queens, right? No, it was only always one queen.
Yeah.
And then there's concubines and shit. Word. You never seen two queens... You know,
share a castle.
Boom.
Y'all confuse the fuck out of me, but okay, y'all don't have to explain it right
now.
I
saw a king and a rook share a castle.
Like, I see what like what I mean is like some women are territorial about certain things, like you know, like as far as like living together, or you know, you have some women who they don't have certain friends come around their boyfriends, you know, and it's like
with great reason.
That comes with the territory. You know,
right?
Not saying it's a bad thing. It's, you know,
honestly, at this point in my life, if you can't come around certain people, then we're not that close.
Then yeah, period. Like me personally, if I can't trust you around my girl, then
honestly,
I can't trust
this question
you at all, so.
This question has a lot to do with how old are the people in question? You said women and men who hate on each other.
Yeah, yeah,
that's what I'm saying. A lot more younger women will hate on each other than a lot more older women. Because one, the older you get, the less you care. Two,
of older ladies that be hating on each other too.
They haven't grown up yet. They're not mature enough to do all of that mature shit. Like if you're not fucking with somebody, it don't have to be a whole broadcast. Like just. Stop fucking with them.
Yeah, don't air it out on like IG.
And you like, you feel like you need to
drag
air it out?
Her. Read her for shame.
And you know what? I would be the one sometimes to be like, yo, sometimes it's needed, but then it's not always needed either. So I was like, yo, like one, pick and choose your battles. Not everybody needs that. But if you encounter somebody and they're going in like that and all this other stuff and you about that life, go ahead, sis. Like, I'm like yo, drag that bitch. Like, go ahead.
Damn.
Shit.
Damn. And then words a big job.
Yeah. And what's up with the fucking, like, you hang out with the homegirls and then we wait till one of them go to the bathroom and be like, oh, you see her fucking wig? Like, yo, I've seen that. I'm like, yo, I don't understand that.
They are not her friend. They are not her friend. Because if you had something to say about her wig when she walked in, you would have said, yo, sis, come over here real quick. We ain't about this life. What the fuck is going on with you? Jesus.
Usually when the guys be like, if he goes to the bathroom, like, all right, he went to the bathroom. All right, go ahead.
You see her shoes? Oh, that shit's from like 5 years ago. She got some old ass shoes.
Nah, imagine the dude doing that.
Who cares?
You imagine doing that with guys? Like, yo, you saw that motherfucker's you saw his fucking skinny jeans? Yo, that shit look fucking stupid, bro. Like, am I right? Oh, should he come back? Yo. All right, yo, my bro.
Nah, yo, niggas, when we see a nigga do it, like, yo, what the fuck is that, my nigga? Like, yo, what is on yo, your scalp, bro? Like, damn, son. Why you wearing skinny jeans, though?
Nah, when skinny jeans first got popular, that was a big thing I heard a lot of dudes say.
And I was like, yo, I'm like, this is one thing I'm never doing. But
I ain't gonna lie to y'all.
I've never been skinny.
Uh-huh. I was rocking them skinny jeans.
Oh, where did you, was your voice like 3 octaves higher?
Hopefully they fit.
They were skinnies. Of course they didn't fit.
I was young and dumb. Not me.
He was like, yeah, Sean, this is the look now.
It was like
I was a shotter at the time.
It was it skinny or slim fit? Slim fit though.
Nah,
skinny is slim, but it comes in at the ankle. Slim fit just comes down.
He sounded like he was working on a novel. Nice beginning, middle, and end. Protagonist is Richard in the end.
You know how you go through phases when you like, you know. Young,
yes, yeah, like some millennial shit, yes.
But so like when you first asked the question, like I misunderstood it, and it got me thinking, like who hates on who more? Men hating on women, like as far disrespecting women, or talking shit about women, or women talking shit about men.
No, like women talking shit about women, or men.
No, I understand it now, but I'm saying, who talks more shit about the opposite sex, men or women?
About the opposite sex?
About the opposite sex.
Wait, that don't make any sense.
To me, that's me. That's even.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense.
You think so?
It doesn't make sense. Just like within your own sex, who shits on who? And then, like, men, like, women going at men and or men going at women, like, talking shit about, like,
you know what? It's a tie.
You know what?
It's a tie.
Yeah, sure.
I would say it might be a tie, but it's just the fact that, you know, guys, you know, need something very in particular from women. So a lot of guys would be like, stop, no, you know, they'll play polite. Even though they might not believe it, just to accomplish a goal and stuff.
Yeah, only the insecure guys be like, yo, that's the problem with women. Women be always, it's like, no, not all women are like that. It's something that you're doing that the women ain't fucking with.
Thank you, Sean.
It's not, not all women are like that, bro.
God.
It's you.
Yeah, it's like, if all women are the same, it shouldn't be hard to, like, decipher, like, what kind of women you want. But, you know.
But
yeah.
Do we have any fuck shit?
Okay. Wendy Williams, right?
Yeah, did you look it up?
I did not look it up. What did Wendy Williams do? Joaquin Phoenix?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I know about that. Okay.
So
go ahead.
I didn't watch a clip. I read something and you just see the picture of her with her finger on her lip and I'm like,
yeah, so for those who don't know, there was a clip of Wendy Williams talking about Joaquin Phoenix and basically, you know, making fun of his cleft lip, you know, and a cleft lip, you know, with Joaquin Phoenix, he has money and I believe that he had it taken care of or had a procedure to have it fixed.
I didn't know he even had it before.
This is a birth defect that, you know, can really change someone's face, you know, like it really gets bad to the point where it really can threaten someone's life. But Wendy Williams in her garbage ass self felt like it was funny to, you know, make fun of him for it. Mm-hmm. Her audience laughed right with it, you know. But this doesn't surprise me, Wendy Williams. If the fuck shit was ever a person, it would look identical to Wendy Williams.
She got Ocho Cinco shoulders.
So. Yeah, right?
right?
Oh my god.
Yo, yo, I just stopped giving a fuck about what Winnie was gonna do. Yo, it's like, yo, all this is gonna happen and nothing's gonna happen to her. Nothing's gonna happen to her. Her show is gonna keep going, her fans are gonna still support her. So it's just like,
let's really keep it G. she came from the radio. She did some fuck shit on the radio in regards to Method Man and everything. And what happened after then? What was her discipline? Her sidekick, Charlamagne Tha God, goes everywhere. He becomes a star. And she gets a TV show. So, yeah, that's, once again, talking about the sensationalist media. No publicity is bad publicity nowadays. It's 2020.
Yeah, it's just like her life is. Her life is no better because it's like when it comes to shit happened to her with her marriage and stuff like that. Now you want sweeping under the rug? No.
But she even said that. I'll give her that much. She even says like, I kind of don't want you to talk about it, but at the same time, I'm sitting here talking about everybody else's life. So
that's what I'm saying. Like,
go ahead. But I was like, I'm glad for you saying that. But then around that time, I stopped watching myself. Like, I didn't see a reason to like catch the clips on YouTube. Like, yeah. You want some bullshit, you want some bullshit, Wendy.
I knew something wasn't going to happen to her because when she did that shit with Beyonce, and it was just like nothing happened to her the next day.
What
and the Beehive was just like getting at her, and then like the next week, everything was just
talking about the pregnancy
normal.
Thing?
Yeah.
What?
So when Beyonce was pregnant with Blue,
mm-hmm.
I believe I'm talking about the right thing. Everybody was like throwing up speculations like, oh, is she really pregnant? Because she did an interview.
Oh, and her belly flattened, supposedly.
It folded. And it was like, oh, if you're pregnant, it wouldn't do that. Da-da-da-da. I'm like...
Yeah, and Wendy Williams, of course, just trying to, you know, spread the bullshit. But, shit, a couple months ago, I can't remember when it was, but I saw a clip of her telling her audience that, you know, they should stop taking birth control and get pregnant by these men without them knowing or expecting. Yeah, she's a piece of shit. Come on, man. Like, yo.
No, the people who follow her are pieces of shit, too. Like,
the doctor that made that body of hers is a piece of shit. You wrong, bruh. You're wrong.
You would think after the health scare that she had,
she would
change.
No. Of course not.
No. And that's why... Like when everybody else was like, oh, wow, that was, I died laughing. I'm sorry. Call me a piece of shit. Yes, Wendy Williams, I'm a piece of shit too. Fuck you. You passing out was hilarious to me. I'm sorry. Should I not say that? Should we edit that out?
She caught the Holy Ghost. All right.
No, we're not editing. Like, it happened honestly, on national TV, so it's like, you
being
know.
Being indifferent to Wendy, like, because I'm like, if she's talking to somebody that I really want to see, somebody talk to, then I get excited. But for her, I don't really get excited no more. But I saw that live. That shit was scary. Like, that's the only reason why I'm not laughing. Not the only reason why. I wouldn't laugh at that anyway. But, like, that shit. Because I was like, the fuck is wrong with her? I'm like, and then she just fell.
I mean, to be honest, by the time I heard about it, she was already okay.
Yeah. No.
So when I saw the video, it was after the fact. But still. Like, you know, different circumstances, but it was hilarious to me. I don't care. Like, when she got cheated on and shit, that shit was hilarious to me. Like, it's just like, yo.
Yeah, when you marry Dr. Eggman, that's what happened. That's Dr. Eggman.
Yo, y'all smell that? Y'all smell that?
No, what is that? What is that?
Bad karma. That's what I smell.
Yeah, bro. Yeah. I'm saying, but like, yo, let's say, you know, anybody, like, let's say Eddie Murphy was talking on stage and he passes out. You think Wendy Williams is going to talk about it?
Of course.
Like, but girl, yeah.
She's protected by Hollywood elitists. As long as Hollywood elitists are on her back, nothing's going to happen to her, bro.
Nope. I seen her one time. I seen her in, she came into Kmart when I was working there. Yeah.
Yo,
I'm like, oh, that's Wendy Williams? Oh, yeah. She looks like a piece
she
of shit.
She came in the Whole Foods one time. She tall as fuck.
Tall as hell.
Yeah, she's really tall.
Yeah, like.
She's really tall.
Really thought that might be a guy.
Right, so I really thought. Harlem Shake.
Yo.
Hey, what the fuck?
You don't want
shoulders.
You don't want Wendy Williams to Harlem Shake. might flip the car. Tip the tables.
Good smack, silly. Good smack. I got a quick fuck shit, and then we could wrap up the episode. So a while ago, I never mentioned this too. So I had came back from vacation, right? I was first day back in New York or whatever, and it's like 7 o'clock in the morning. I'm rushing to get to the train. I'm like half asleep. Boom, right? I get on the J train. So I get inside the cart. Like, I'm in the middle of the back cart, right? Mm-hmm. So I get in. I see a bunch of people on the left. See a bunch of people on the right. So I'm looking, like, what the fuck is going on, right? So everybody looking at me. I'm looking at them. They looking at me. I'm looking at them, right? I look to my right. I look at the seat. It's a homeless dude. He's like sleeping. Yo, it's shit all over the seat, all down his back, all on his clothes.
And nobody thought to say, yo, watch out.
No, I mean, I wasn't staying like right on him, but it was like he's right by the door. And I went to the left, whatever. But yeah, I was like, yo, I gotta get the fuck out of New York, man.
Yo,
that shit pissed me off. Yo, I was pissed off that whole day.
My immediate question was, is he still alive?
I don't know. He never moved. Never.
First of all, why is y'all huddling around a dude?
Because they're trying to get off the train.
No, they wasn't huddled around him. He was in the middle.
He was in the middle of the train, and everybody was on either end of the train.
Yeah.
Okay, so second question, why is nobody calling emergency?
Because it's New York.
Because no one wants to be late for work.
Yes.
That's the honest answer.
That is the most New York shit.
Yo, it's like, yo, I feel it. He dead ass, this man shit on himself and he needs help, but I got to be at work by fucking 7:30.
That's when you knock on.
And it's 7:15.
That's when it's your stop and you knock on the train operator door. Like, yo, homeless dude.
Yo, that's so fucking rude. You know, everybody on the train going to be like, yo, come on. What the fuck, man? Yo.
You better call your boss.
You better take a picture of the dude.
That's some asshole shit. That's some asshole shit.
Emergency break, it's a wrap.
Somebody did that one time. They was screaming on him, like, yo, why the fuck would you do that?
A projectile homeless man. Oh my gosh.
Oh, nah, please stop. Stop.
Nah, man. But that concludes our episode. This is episode 90.
See what you made me do?
We 90 and 0. On the road to 100.
Y'all made me late.
Yo, thank you guys for joining us, man. Checking us out, man, and make sure you follow us on YouTube, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, and Anchor, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and all that good stuff, man. All right, I had fun this episode. It was wild. So thank you guys again, man.
Word.
I'm Sean Solo.
I'm Anthony, aka Nostalgia.
This is Steffi, Nomadic Goddess.
This is Dre on motherfucking drums.
Here we out. See you guys.
Ha 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 ha!